Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey with Real Music. On today's show, I've got a great one lined up for you. It's Erin Stahl is here. She is a country singer out of Ohio, and she's got a brand new single coming out on March 1st called Country Girls Do It Better, and I think she's right. And she's going to talk about that song and her career and those awards that she's won and a lot of other things. Had a lot of fun talking to her. But here she is. Here's Erin Stahl.
Okay, so tell me about yourself now. I want to know everything. You know, it's going to take about 10 hours probably. No, I'm kidding.
No, but probably.
The whole life story. I want to know, you know, when you were born. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, but like, of course, growing up, you had to enjoy music. So I want to know how you got from this point. Now, I've been reading your bio, you know, and I was impressed. You've won all kinds of awards. You know, you've performed with some famous people. You got some cool producers working with you. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you've accomplished. So tell me about getting to that point. How did you get to that point?
Oh, yeah. So I was raised right. I tell that to everybody. My parents listened to some awesome music. So this is kind of going to date me, but they used to spin records. My mom and my sister and I would dance around in the kitchen and sing. And my mom is a really, really good singer. So that's where I got my voice from. So that's kind of where it all started. And ever since the age of like 9, I told my parents I was going to be a rock star. I sang all through grade school, all through middle school, high school, was in show choir, all that fun stuff. Did the whole, you know, when I was 18, 19, the X Factor and all that kind of stuff. And then I joined my first band. Ah, gosh, I think I was like 27, maybe 28. And I actually was in a jam band. And before that, I was always singing karaoke and doing all these karaoke contests and stuff. And I actually didn't pick up my first guitar until I was 20. My parents got me my first guitar, and kind of just been in bands ever since then, and then went out on my own to do my own thing in 2016. So
cool. So now all the music that you listen to, so you probably dabbled in a little bit of everything. So how did you decide on the country music scene?
I call myself a country girl. I've always been a country girl. I've always ridden horses since the age of like 9. Grew up around tractors, farm stuff. I used to tractor pull growing up, actually. Yeah. So I did that. And I just always listened to country. I always gravitated towards it. And you know, some of my influences were like the Judds, Winona, Garth Brooks. Gosh, there's so many. And they just, it's just a genre that I definitely gravitated towards and I felt more connected with. I love rock too. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I love me some Heart and some Fleetwood Mac. And
what about Journey? Do you like Journey?
Oh, I love Journey. Of course.
Okay. I just had to say, cause I have a Journey channel. That's another thing I do. But anyway, all that good music you listen to, of course, it's going to come out probably in some of the stuff that you're doing. Listening to your music, and I was checking out you had like this documentary on YouTube that was pretty cool, you know. Wow, I mean, that had to be fun to record, right? And talk about and see you recording. So that has to be fun to be in the studio and record. And I think there was one part where you messed up or something and you were like, oh, but I mean, that has to be something that you really get excited about, but it can be you can be nervous, I guess, at the same time when you're recording, right? How does that feel to record?
So I'll tell you, the first time around, so that was from my first EP that I recorded in 2016. This time around, these two singles that are coming out, I recorded those with Ken Reister. This time around, it was so different, and I think it's because, you know, I've been doing this a little longer now. I'm more comfortable. I'm more confident in my abilities. And so being in the studio this time, you know, I just, even around these huge players that played on my two songs, you know, I wasn't nervous at all. I felt like I fit in. I felt like I was supposed to be there. I don't know if that's a God thing or what, or if it's a combo of that and my confidence now, you know.
Yeah.
So it's different now.
Well, it gets better, I guess. After a while, you'll be like, no big deal, you know, right?
Yeah.
You know, and your nose might go up a little bit. That won't happen. But it has to be exciting to go from having a song at this level to recording it, to hear it, to hear people's reaction. And I know, like you said, you got a single boy coming up in a few days, going to be released, right?
Yep. March 1st, that's pretty cool. Country Girls Do It Better comes out. And I'm telling you, it's going to be big. And I'm just not just saying that because it's my song. I just feel it in my
yes,
soul.
Yes, you are. No. You're just saying that because but see, that's okay though. Hey, there's nothing wrong with saying it's going to be good when you know it's good. You're not going to lie and go, this is terrible. And, it's got to be something you believe in though, in a song like that. Now, tell me this though. Answer me this. Do country girls do it better? Is that?
Yes,
is that
they
true?
Do. Ask my husband.
Okay.
He would say, yeah. I mean, I can change my own tire if I need to. I don't need to call him, you know, when he's at work. I can do it myself, you know.
You know, that's true. It's something about country girls, and you know, it's just, you got to do everything. And like you said, your husband can't be there all the time. Something breaks, you got to fix it, and there you are.
That's right. That's right. My dad raised me right. My mom and dad, they taught me to be a little independent when I need to be, you know.
Yeah, so. And that's what it should be. That's good.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with it. Working with the music as far as like Kenny Royster. I mean, people like that. I mean, it's not just some guy, you know. He's working with everybody and big names. So how did he show up one day and say, hey, what's up? You know, I mean, how did that happen?
So I'll tell you, after I released my first EP back in 2016, he actually connected with me and, you know, he sent me a message and he said, hey, I'd love the chance to work with you sometime. Let me know if you want to record with me. And that was in 2016. And he would like say things, you know, every other year, like, hey, you know, are you ready yet? Finally, I bit the bullet. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I have two songs that I wrote that I need to get done. I need new music. And so, he reached out to me. So that was huge for me. And he never gave up on me. So that meant a lot. So, and I found my sound with him.
Well,
I really
were talking
feel
about.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
Sorry
yeah,
about that. I feel like I
no,
really
good.
found my sound with him too. Not that I don't like my old music. I love my old music, you know, but these two songs that I wrote, they're different. They're more me. And the sound that he has and what he brought out in my voice on these songs and just kind of the things that we changed and the studio players changed too. It just morphed these songs into what my sound is. It's amazing. I can't wait for you to hear them.
You got me excited.
I know.
That's good. Right. So as you're waiting to hear back from him, it had to be, you know, everybody has to have a waiting period and you might get impatient and you might look at your phone or check emails or look, you know, just see what's going on. So how do you cope with that? You know, that waiting part? I mean, you have to keep that burning inside of you.
I pray and I rely on God. Really? I do. You know, everything, you know, you can't control everything. So it's in his control. And I, you know, it's really helped me back before I really found God. I was always like nervous and anxious and all that stuff. But now it's, you know, it's a waiting game always. And, you know, you just trust that he's got your back and he's going to provide. So.
Awesome. So what you're saying is you waited patiently on the Lord.
That's
and he
right.
Heard your cry. He lifted you up out of the pit, the miry clay. Yeah. Psalms 40 verse 1. But that's good though. That's the way it is. I mean, sometimes in life, you know, you go through all these things, these challenges. I'm sure you've been there where you thought something was going to happen, and it didn't happen. You know, and I know you're not. Well, I don't want to get shot and say this. You're not you're older than a lot of these younger artists.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? But so it's a different world when you're you're at this level and you're like, I'm excited to be here and do this. Let's do this. And there's a lot of younger artists that are have never experienced. So that, and honest, you know, being honest that you really have a lot of experience, that's a good thing, right? To yes. be at that point instead of being fresh, right?
Right, right. And, you know, I've been through a lot. I could tell you some stories. And, you know, I think that has a lot to do with it. Yeah, I'm definitely more experienced. I've been through a lot more than these younger artists, and I know what to look for. I know what to be prepared for. So I definitely have enjoyed my journey, and it's taught me a lot to get me to where I am today, obviously, and to be prepared and to stay calm and, you know, not get burnt out and still hopeful. Sure. And still have that fire, you know.
Yeah, that's good. You were talking about writing songs. Now, how many songs have you written, and how many, you know, have been, you know, something you've really put out there as far as songwriting?
So these two songs are honestly the first two songs that I've recorded of my own. I did co-write back in 2017, these two songs and a couple of other with a guy named Styles Hari. He's down in Nashville now. He lived up here previously. He actually co-wrote on Country On, Luke Bryan's song. So, but these are really the first two songs that I've recorded of my own that I have written. I wrote a long time ago. I have so many that I've written that I have not recorded, or I haven't finished yet, because I'm not finished, that I plan on recording for sure.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, there you go. Whenever you get ready, I mean, you've got like a ton of songs. You're not going to run out of any.
That's right.
That's good. That's really good. Well, tell me now, you're from Ohio. Now, what town are you from?
Lodi. Stuck in Lodi again.
Lodi? Is that?
I live in Lodi. I'm originally from Wadsworth, Ohio, which is like 20 minutes down the road. So I didn't move too far. My husband's from Lodi, so that's why I'm here. And my parents live in a little town called Homerville, and it's like 8 minutes from me. And they have like 37 acres, and so we're out in the country out here.
Awesome. I've got an uncle that lives in Lima, Ohio.
I just played out there 2 weeks ago at the Neon Moon Saloon.
Cool.
Yeah.
If I'd have known that, I'd go find him and say hello. I haven't seen him in a long time. But that's cool. That's cool. So tell me this, though, talking about writing songs, though, and throughout, you know, your years, you said you've written a bunch, but this was the first time you really recorded them. So what was the reason?
I needed new music for myself as I took a couple year break and then started back at it about a year and a half ago again. And I knew I needed to get new songs out there. These two songs I've played out a lot since 2017. And these are the two songs that people really like and really relate to and, you know, always ask me to play. And these are the two songs that are really me. So that's why I picked these two. They're me. So I wanted to put out, you know, songs that are who I am for these two new ones. So.
Well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. You know, it's all about, you know, who you are. Well, the songs you recorded, you say you got two songs. Are there going to be more? I think I was reading about, no, you had an EP. Will this be an EP in the future?
In the future, yes. That's the plan. So Country Girls comes out March 1st. So that's this Friday. And then Spread My Wings comes out March 15th. So hoping I can record more this fall and then come out with the EP early winter of this year. I've got big goals.
Cool. Yeah. You got to keep them big. You know?
Yeah.
So whenever you're traveling around and things like that, you know, playing, you know, you've got kids, right?
I do.
So, and you have a husband. So how hard is it when you're away to, you know, I know a lot of times you're like, man, I miss my family. It's gotta be hard to be away from them, right?
Yeah. I mean, some days I need to get away. I mean, but you know, so I've got three kids. They're, My daughter's 9, almost 10, and my sons are 15 and almost 18. So they're pretty self-sufficient now. Back in the day, back in like 2016, 2017, it was a little harder. But my husband is super supportive. He's like 110% on board. You know, I have family. My mother-in-law and father-in-law live right up the road, so we have a lot of help. My parents help here and there too, and it's definitely it takes a village for this to even happen too, and so I have that support system, and that's how I can do what I can do and travel and live the dream.
That's right. You know, that makes a difference when your family is behind you and you got friends and family that are like, you can do this. You're gonna, you know, because some days you probably need them to lift you up. Because I know rough sometimes you feel like I can't do this anymore. And they're like, ah, come on. You can do it, right?
I've wanted to quit so many times, but I just keep going. But I
Yeah,
do.
keep going.
I miss my family when I travel for sure. You know, the first, if it's like more than 2 days, by the third day, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go home. But this is why we have technology too and FaceTime. And so that helps.
Sure, that helps yeah, a lot. Let's talk about talking about re recording again. I mean, you said you just learned the guitar, well, not recently, but when you were like, it wasn't like you were playing when you were like 10 or something. But you was that hard to adapt? And do you record on your songs? Do you play along or not?
I did not. I play obviously when I'm on stage, I play my guitar on these songs, but not when I recorded them. I didn't want to. I wanted to focus on, you know, what exactly what I wanted. I wanted the pros to be on it. And I wanted to be able to focus on the singing and all of that. So no, I didn't play on them.
You could have jumped in and played some like
I
spoons in the
mean,
background or something. I mean, you gotta do
or some
something.
cowbell.
Cowbell. Tink, tink, more cowbell. More cowbell.
Pretty much.
The songs, this, let's see, Country Girls Do It Better. Now, tell me the story behind that song. Were you sitting around one day and you and your husband agreed that Country Girls Do It Better? So you said, okay, yes, they do. So how did that song come about?
So there's a really good backstory to this, and from the
Okay.
night before I recorded it too. So after I came home from Nashville and recorded my first EP, all that fun stuff, I met Styles and we started doing some co-writing together. I think I was actually riding my horse one day, and I was like thinking to myself, oh, okay, like camo girls do it better, because you know I used to hunt and fish and all that stuff. I don't have time for it now, but. And then just I was thinking about being independent and all of that. So the song used to be called Camo Girls Do It Better. Same concept. And I've been going with this song for, you know, years and playing this song as Camo Girls Do It Better. And I had contacted Styles to let him know I was finally recording it. And sorry, I had a hair in my mouth. And he was like, oh, you know, this is a long time ago. My songwriting is a lot different, and so is yours probably. So I said, you know, I've redone a lot of stuff in the song. My band's kind of morphed some different things too. And he's like, well, let me know a week before you come down, and we'll fine tooth the songs with you know with a comb and all that stuff. And so he never got back to me because he's really busy too. He tours too and plays and all that. But he called me the night that I made it down there, and he goes, oh my gosh, you're down there now. And I said, yes. I mean, I told you like months ago. So he's like, okay, well, you know, I'm driving right now. Let's kind of go over this song, see what you got. I can't remember. So we went over it. He's like, oh, we got to rewrite this. I'm like, you know, I was thinking the same thing. I wanted to change Camo Girls to Country Girls. And he was like, yeah, we need to do that. So as soon as he got home down in Nashville, he called me back, and we were on the phone for a couple hours rewriting Country Girls. So we rewrote the song lyrically the night before I went in the studio to record it.
Oh wow! You didn't slip up and go, camo. Whoops, cow. You
No.
didn't mess up or anything. Okay.
No. I'm surprised because normally I
What
won't mess
about?
it.
Well, you obviously have been playing the song for a while, right? But to some other people, right? I mean, haven't you, right? So, I mean, did you like in your mind? You know, you probably was like, "Oh, I can't sing that." So, maybe you could like put some camo on, like a vest and some boots or something.
I might. You never know.
Right? I'm just just so kidding. No, you don't have to do that.
It's a pretty funny story, though. I mean, it's definitely a memorable good. One for this song. But that's and good. Then Spread My Wings, we just changed the key, and I changed the way that I sang some of it. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what now? What's the story as far as it? What is the meaning behind that song? I mean, what's that all about, that song?
So Spread My Wings is a song about me. I mean, it's about putting myself out there as a musician and as a singer, you know, traveling around from town to town, out of state, playing music and just following the dream and, you know, going down to Nashville, recording, spreading my wings and flying. So basically not being afraid to put myself out there as a musician and just go for it.
You know, sometimes you're doing what you do and you get these feelings and the doubt and all that, and it happens to everybody. What's the worst part about that? I mean, what's the hardest thing to tackle being an artist, you know, these days? I mean, when it comes to maybe, you know, just anything, I mean, anything that stops you, if there's something that's trying to stop you, what would that be? It might be something you think about. It might be people. It might be something. But I know we all face that. Is there anything like that you go through?
I would say now, just trying to do it all because I'm not signed to a label yet. And I do all, I mean, I do everything. I do all the booking, all the marketing, everything. And so I think that's part of it. And there's so much to do as an artist and for your brand that you might miss something. And so, so just trying to handle it all really, I think would be that. So back in the day, I would tell you it was probably worrying about what people thought of me. And now I don't care. If you don't like me, okay, that's okay. Yeah. I'm fine with that.
It don't matter.
I'm still going to do my thing.
Just take a hike. You got a lot of people behind you though that really care, and they're, you know, when you got that support, the other stuff don't really affect you, right? So that's good. So tell me about now your goals. You're talking about goals, and you have high expectations of yourself, you know, and you're believing this is going to be big, and I believe it too. So what's some of the goals that you have coming up for this year?
To get these songs on major radio, that's definitely a big goal. I know you have to be signed to a label for that to happen. So if I'm signed to a label, that'd be a pretty awesome thing. So, I mean, that's the big goal for this year. And just playing to opening up for some bigger artists too, as well, would be a big goal for this year. I'd love to open up for Gretchen Wilson. She's going on tour.
It's funny you say that. Oh yeah. Well, she, I was listening to some of your music and I want to say it was, the Country Girl song, Do It Better. That sounded like a Gretchen Wilson song. Was it? You could tell obviously that you're influenced by her. Maybe she could sing that song one day and y'all could like team up or something, right?
That'd be pretty awesome. Yeah. That would be. Saying,
throw that out there.
Right? That'd be huge.
Right. See, I mean, there you go. I mean, that you gotta put it out there, make it happen. Say, God, you know, I'm waiting.
That's right.
But then, you know, it's good to have, right? That's right. It's good to have hopes and dreams, and those aren't too hard. I mean, some people might have, you know, hopes. I want to be the president, you know what I mean? But there's these things you're already doing as far as music. You just have to go up just a step, you know. It's not like they're so far away, you know, and you're surrounded by a lot of people that care about you. So when you're out there and people are noticing how good you are, which, like I said, you've got a really great voice and great song. So I'm saying it won't take long for somebody out there to go, gotta sign this lady. She's really good.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love singing live. I love singing. I pride myself on sounding really good live too, and just like the songs. So
And yeah, that's hard to do sometimes. I mean, some people have issues singing live, and it's usually live is like, whoa, because anybody can record and fix your voice and whoops, I messed up. Let me fix that squeak and that whatever. But when you're singing live and you're belting it out there, it's hot where you're at. There's lights, there's humidity, there are people, there's things going on. And then you still have to sing on top of that. So there's gotta be, it's like working out, you gotta keep going. But that's not an easy task.
That's why I stay in
So
shape. That's why I take
tell
care
me
of my
about.
voice.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Tell me about those awards. Now, I saw a list, like this long list of your accomplishments. Tell me about some of those awards that you've won.
Sure. Well, one of them was Best Country Song in 2016 that was unfinished. I actually have the award sitting back here, right here. This is one of them.
Yeah, let's
My
see.
little, the Ohio Music
All
Awards.
right.
Yep.
Awesome.
For best country song.
Wow.
So that was fun.
So cool.
I've been in a couple of different magazines and all that fun stuff, newspaper articles. My husband thinks that my song Country Girls is going to go platinum, so he made this for me, and it was on the wall when I got home from
Oh, wow.
Nashville. Yeah. Yep, super sweet.
See, now that's cool. See, that's super sweet. I'm just saying
Yeah.
that would be hard to be outdone. You probably brag on that to all your friends. I mean, that's
Oh
really
yeah.
cool. That's really
Yeah.
cool.
He's
Wow.
good, but yeah. We had a couple of awards, and I'm gonna pitch some of my new songs to this year to a couple of the different awards organizations and see what happens.
Well, you said you talked about Gretchen Wilson. Are there some other stars too that you'd like to work with or be on tour with that you've always dreamed of working with?
Lainey Wilson. Lainey Wilson for sure would be one. Miranda Lambert, she's a huge influence for me too. Her as well.
Awesome.
Those ones. And
Well,
maybe
just
Wynonna.
yeah,
Yeah.
just throw them all out there.
Yep.
I mean, it's
Shania,
like.
you know.
Shania. I mean, why not? Write it down. Write down the vision. It says, hey, write it down and then see what happens. I mean, it's like you gotta have something there to it's like, a goal, like a
Yeah.
target. You gotta aim for it, keep going. You might miss it by this much, but then next time you hit it right in the
Right?
middle.
That's right.
So what kind of shows have you got coming up
Oh,
soon?
so many exciting ones. So actually, I'm going to be on the news. My band and I are going to be on the morning news in Cleveland on Fox 8 morning, March 8th, Friday, March 8th. So that's big. And then I have my release party March 15th. That's in Ohio, which is huge. There's a lot of people coming. And we are playing Country Fest 2024 in Caddo, Wisconsin. So that's huge. On the
Wow.
same day that Keith Urban's playing, Dina Carter, Warren Zeters, a couple other pretty well-known artists too. Eric Church plays the night before. So I'm really pumped for
Wow.
that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Super cool.
Yep.
Now, what was the date of that again?
June, the Fox 8, the news,
The
or Country Fest?
oh, all of them. The Country Fest.
So Country Fest is, I know it's the 27th through the 28th, 29th, but we play on the 28th, June 28th.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah.
Well, see, there you go. I mean, that's like,
Yeah.
I mean, if that's a starter to your
Yeah.
goal, see, then you're going to be up here after a while.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, remember me over here? I was the guy that
I'll always remember
interviewed
you.
you waiting. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. I won't keep you or anything, but I know that from what I've heard, I mean, I don't just say this, when I listen to artists, not that I'm anybody to critique, but I can hear a special voice. But you've got that mixture, that excitement, like Gretchen Wilson. But don't tell Gretchen. But it might be a little bit above. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean,
Thank you.
you've got, but you've got, what you've got. I mean, I mean, let me say this. She's got her own style. You've got a certain style extra. I mean, there's something extra in your voice and your, just the way you sing. So I'm thinking that's, you know, that's something that people are going to notice. I believe it's going to happen. So I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. I love this, love the music, what I've heard, and I'm looking forward to hearing more. And I know everybody Thank else you. Will love to hear from you too.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm will, excited.
Like I said, I'll be. Well, thank you for talking to me today, and I'll be, like I said, I'll be looking forward to all you do. I'll be
thank you.
I'll be hoping Thanks. For the best.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Alrighty. It was fun. It's a lot of fun. We'll do it again one day when you're getting all these awards. I'll have you come back and talk about, you know, the predictions, because Sounds I believe it's me. Coming. But all right. Well, take care. Have a great day, and we'll Thanks, see you, you next time.
All right. Sounds good. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks everybody for tuning in to another episode of Real Music. Erin Stahl. Go check out her website for more information and on social media, and be ready for that new single coming out on March 1st called Country Girls Do It Better. Until next time, everybody, always remember to keep the music real.